It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from the home of the Harpersville Lady Hornets. Their final, most likely, their final home game of the season, the Section 4 Class C girls quarterfinal between the Harpersville Hornets and the Newfield Trojans. And Newfield defeated Unadilla Valley on Wednesday night for the right to get here. Harpersville, of course, defeated Unitigo behind career high for Miranda Drummond with 41 points. It was a little intense by halftime, 32-25. However, they were able to pull away from that. Do we have a change in the time? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, I was hoping for word before we got on the air, but you know, live radio sometimes can be more fun than structured radio. Kurt Ernstbeck just came over, coach of Harpersville, and he did say, because let me just tell you that Newfield took some weird route to get here and got here late, and they were not able to get out for the 20-minute warm-up. But they are here, they are dressed, and so the clock has stopped at 15 on the warm-up, which helps us out, Joe Gardner will know. But it also helps Newfield out as a courtesy, so we won't be starting right at 7 o'clock. We will be starting sometime after that. But Newfield now being given the chance to rest or dress and stretch and do things before they come out that they would have done. Here they come. Now they're coming out. Well, that's good. And I think that's a classy move by Harpersville and Section 4 in general for that to happen because, you know, it's a Saturday, but still, and they should have been here by 6 o'clock. They weren't, and that's just the way it happens. And hopefully, there were no injuries or anything in the delay or anything like that. So let's recap this again. It is going to be Newfield Trojans coming in 13 wins, 5 losses, winners over Unadilla Valley on Wednesday, taking on Harpersville, winners over Unitigo. And like I said, Miranda Drummond's career high, 41 points, not quite the school record at Harpersville. That's the great Lindsey Kimmel, who's still playing Division I ball, and she had, in 2007, had 44 points against Delhi. So now the clock has started. We can get going with our Section 4 rules and regulations. The broadcast, the presentation of WCDO Sports with the rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we start our night with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Call 563-4311. WCDO and Chambers and O'Hara would like to wish Coach Brandon Steinorth and the Newfield Trojans, Kurt Ernstbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets all the best in tonight's game. Let's hope that sportsmanship is just as much a priority as basketball. So we're going to step away. I've got stats for both teams and what I consider the stat of the year. It's the most unique high school basketball stat I may have ever seen, and I'll share that with you in just a moment. This is the Section 4 Class C Girls Quarterfinal from Harpersville on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney. With over 35 years experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Just talking to one of the officials who I know, and we go way back to Golden Valley Sports Camp days, believe it or not. And let's see. This is going to be crazy. If I stop talking, it's because I'm reading or texting or both at the same time. It's crazy because I've got people updating me from the BG game with Elmira Notre Dame. I got people updating me from the Sydney Kander game. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game, so that's going to be a big thing. And Franklin already started. Nate Lowell's giving me the inside scoop. The place was sold out, packed to the gills, 12-4 after one against Morris in the Class D. So everybody's got to want to know updates, and I'm going to have to learn to text and talk at the same time. But Newfield comes in, like I said, 13-5, kind of middle of the pack in the small school division of the IAC. It's not the highest scoring team that I've seen, but what they do have is very interesting. They're led by senior Mariah Crawford. She's got 13.7 point average and 43 pointers. That's big, 43 pointers. 16 for 22 from the foul line, 72%. That's impressive, although she doesn't get there that much, and I'm surprised somebody scoring that much does not get to the line more than once or twice a game. Mariah Bird is a freshman. She's the future of this team. She's averaging 9.4 a game and 2 3-pointers. She's the one that gets to the line. She's the one that's very quick and will drive and get to the bucket for either points or free throws, 53 for 83. That's just about 64%. That's pretty impressive. After that, get this. Number 10 for Newfield is Sierra Henry, 8.2 a game. Number 10 for Harborsville is Holly Henry. So if it's a foul on number 10, I just say Henry. We won't worry about names. So I'm kidding. The rest of the team after this, 72 and 63%, nobody has more than 50%, and nobody has shot more than 35 free throws, and that's Sierra Henry at 14 for 35. That's pretty much all the stats I have. I mean, they got the here's the stat of the year. This right, stat of the year. Number 21, her name, she's a junior. Her name is Kayla Goodwin. In 16 of the 18 games credited here stat-wise, she's averaging 4.4 points per game. Nothing dramatic or out of the ordinary. She's got 22 three-pointers. She's got 1 2-pointer. All of her baskets except for one have come from the three-point area, and she's only 2 for 4 from the line, so she really doesn't get fouled either. That's the most incredible stat I have ever seen. So that's going to be something to look at. They've got a JV call-up named Jasmine Malone. I don't know if she'll play or not. Katie McKee, Nicole Moravik, Anastasia Moynihan, Ashley Tyskowitz, and Elena Woods, along with Angelina Ferreira. So we have another Ferreira to deal with in this area. She's averaging 3.5 a game. And Tyskowitz is 4.2, so we'll get to know them pretty well. Of course, as Marathon, or excuse me, as Harpersville goes, of course, it led by you-know-who, Miranda Drummond. She's averaging 24.4 points per game. She's got 26 three-pointers to lead the team. She's 124 for 187 from the foul line. That far and away leads the team, and it's half of the team's free throws are taken by Miranda. She's shooting 66%. Shelby Medovich next on just about everything with 11.3 per game. She's got 13 three-pointers. She's 28 for 55 from the line and 51 points. Harpersville's averaging 58, almost 59 points a game. And for Newfield, I haven't added it up, but I'm going to take an educated guess and say they average somewhere around 48 to 49. So they keep the score down low. You've also got Tatiana Sosnowski, who's 30 for 47 from the free throw line, 64%. So Drummond and Sosnowski are your free throw shooters. Nobody else has shot a lot of free throws this year, or if they have, it's not a good percentage, so we won't even worry about talking about that. Class C bracket. As I shuttle all kinds of papers, don't have quite the setting I had at Suco last week. Section 4 girls tournament looks like this. Up at the top, it's very heavy in IAC schools. You got Lansing as the top seed. Just two losses on the year. They're taking on the number 8 seed, Watkins Glen, who defeated Moravia. The MAC representative in the upper bracket, number 5 seed Bainbridge Guilford, they are at number 4 Elmira Notre Dame. So we're going to have updates for you on that one. Harpersville here hosting Newfield. Sydney is out in Candor, and I got updates for that one. So the winner of this will play the winner of that. Should Sydney win and Harpersville win, it'll set up a rematch right here on Wednesday night. Less than 5 minutes away, and Class D girls, while we're at it, Southern Cayuga is the 2 seed. They're hosting Afton right now. I don't think I have an update on that, but if somebody can help me, I would love it. Milford and Skenevis, the 5 and 4 seed, playing now in Skenevis. Franklin and Morris started early. Franklin got out to a quick lead. We'll get some updates from Nate Lowell on that. That's the 3 versus 11 seed, because Morris upset Davenport, the 6 seed, on Wednesday. And the other two in the bracket, Cherry Valley Springfield, the number 7 seed, they are at South Courtright. The anticipated matchup on Wednesday night is at Suco. Probably the 8 o'clock game, South Courtright, Franklin, they would both be undefeated. One would be 20-0, the other would be 19-0. Whoa, Cadet, can you imagine what kind of place will rock the house for that, the crowd that will rock the house for that one? Unbelievable. Going to step away for our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up here and get ready with Natalie Ernsbeck, who will sing our national anthem and, of course, the announcement of our starting lineups. Lots of papers here, and maybe it'll give me a chance to update everybody who's out there updating me. So stick around. It is the game of the night. It is Harpersville hosting Newfield right here live, your Section 4 Class C quarterfinal on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right. Not sure. Now, I gave them instructions on how to use that wireless microphone. I'm hoping everybody's done. Now, Kurt Ehrensbach, who was a professional trumpeter for many years, he tested it out. I said, yep, that's exactly how it's done. And his daughter is singing the anthem, so hopefully it's all on the smooth. And, again, updates. Franklin will have updates from BG and Elmira Notre Dame and Sydney Kander. So I'll have the cell phone. Franklin leads at the half 18-11. Score being kept low over there in Franklin. That's amazing because they were an offensive machine at Suco last week between Cauley and Beers. So teams are lining up on the opposite sides. Hopefully everybody's good on the other side. I can't run over and help them. Harpersville in their white home uniforms with yellow numbers and the blue trim. Greenfield in sort of like a Seton green. I think we're ready for our national anthem. Let's hope that we are, right?
So gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bumpers heated air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Okay, I owe Natalie Ehrensbach a lot of apologies there. I had it on the wrong. I have a two set system, and I had it on the second set, so my mistake. I think now we've got our starting lineup ready to get introduced.
Ready?
I think it's by Sher McElwain. Not sure, I can't see over that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Harpersville High School for tonight's basketball matchup between the Varsity Lady Trojans and your Varsity Lady Hornets.
No, she's been nothing.
Starting tonight for the Lady Trojans, number two, Mariah Crawford. Number 5, Mariah Bird. Number 10, Sierra Henry. Number 14, Anastasia Moynihan. And number 20, Angelina Ferrara. And now.
Time for the Hornets. They got to get their music cranking. New field coach by Mr. Brandon Steinorth. They start 3 seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Of course, got to wait for Newfield to get done with their chance.
And now for your Lady Hornets, number 2, Abby Bird. Number 5, Shelby Medovic. Number 10, Holly Henry. Number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski. And number 32, Miranda Drummond.
All right, I think we're good. Ready to go. Let's see, I got my other, my handheld mic there ready to go as well. A little extra crowd noise. The best crowd I've seen in Harpersville all season. I don't know how it was against Utatigo, although I heard it got pretty rowdy here. But we are ready to go. Harpersville in their white, Newfield in a darker hunter green with white numbers and letters.
Kurt Ernst.
All right, two very long-time officials. One of these officials, the one I was talking to, actually had done a game up at Cortland State this afternoon. So, busy day for the referees around here. This is Section 4, Class C quarterfinals, and we are ready to go. All right. Hopefully I don't get blocked out too much here. Now, they have a... the home score was 2-0. They started already. Wait a minute. All right, now we're back to 0-0. One of the home court advantages. All right, it's going to be Moynihan and Drummond to jump it up. Drummond, not quite the tap she was hoping for, but help with Shelby Medovic. She controls it for the Lady Hornets. Starting left, coming back right, staying at the top of the key. Newfield is going to be in a zone. Let's see if they can put the clamps down on the Hornets. Drummond will shoot for three, and after a game at the MAC Championships where she didn't score a three, she's got it on the very first shot, and the Hornets are out to the lead, 3-0. Now, the only scouting report I've got on Newfield is that they are quick and very fast, and on a court like this, not necessarily going to play to an advantage like it would, say, in the much larger court at Suco. But at the line is Mariah Crawford. And her shot is up and good. Now, they promised me they were going to give me the free throw of the fouls, but I don't see that at all. And because I was blocked by the official, I didn't see who committed the foul. But second shot coming up for Crawford. It's up and it's good. Shelby Medovic, according to my spotter, with a foul. So thank you very much. And we get it going. Harpersville is going to go to Drummond. Why not? To the left side strong. Missed it. Gets her rebound on the right side and is pushed on the putback. So Drummond doing what Drummond does. Foul looks like it's on 14. Anastasia Moynihan, one of the seniors on this team. Drummond at the line, a whopping 187 free throws attempted, 124 made, and she misses the first one. Had 41 points on Wednesday night, a career high for her. Second shot, she relaxed on that one, and it's good. So 4-2, Harpersville out to the early lead. Hornets will be in a man-to-man defense as they usually are. That doesn't always stay that way, and they have not pressed yet. Sierra Henry driving on the right side. Looks like a violation. No, a foul. And that's an offensive foul. An illegal screen by Anastasia Moynihan, and that would be 2 on her, so she's out right away. However, more height comes in the game in number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz. Tyskiewicz about 5'11 coming in. And a pass to Abby Bird that she could not hang on to. But good job by Medovic as Bird saved it. However, stripped on the play. Stripping the ball was Sierra Henry. A lot of people behind me, you can hear it, saying it was double dribble. Almost, and I think got away with a travel on that as she ran under the baseline to catch a ball. Wild shot off the backboard. Still alive. Put up and missed by Tyskiewicz. But they keep at it, and good offensive rebounding series here for Newfield. Top of the circle, Crawford, 2 on the shot clock. She'll never get a shot off. They'll never get a shot off. 30-second shot clock. Somebody was yelling. But I think Brandon Steinroth, the coach, the new coach of the Newfield team, I think it's his rookie year. It looks like a young coach. And Coach Emerson had been there forever. He was happy with the possession because it was four offensive rebounds. Medovich, top of the key, stops. Now over to Abby Burke for three. Oh, it's in and out, rattled out, but there's Drummond with a rebound. Shot blocked by number 20, Ferreira. In transition, here comes Henry charging in. It rolls off the rim, but she draws the foul. So that's the quickness that I was told would be in this game for Newfield. The foul is on Shelby Medovich, and that is going to be number two on her. So the action stops. The crowd gets a little quieter. And at the line is Sierra Henry to shoot two. First shot is up. Some of these girls wearing pink. 4-3. So Medovich sits down with two, and that's going to change the demeanor of this team because Carissa Warren, who normally comes in for Abby Bird, she'll be in there with Abby Bird. It's one of the rare times. 3-2 Kander starting of the game at Sydney, and now we're tied at four. As Henry makes both free throws. Got to give him credit. Sosnowski, first time touching the ball, traveling, trying to get through a double team. All right, 5:41 to go, first quarter. Driving down hard is Mariah Bird, the freshman, and she dumps it off right as she gets to the double team. The ball went out of bounds. And it's now tied at Kander. Franklin leads 18-11 at the half against Morris, who is an upset-minded team tonight. Driving in hard is Bird. She finds a little gap. And Newfield takes the lead. First lead change of the ballgame, and Mariah Bird really made that happen. Oh, three-pointer taken by Warren. She got hit hard afterwards. No call. Rebound came out. Sosnowski with a grab. Good play for Harpersville. 15 on the shot clock. Sosnowski coming in through the zone defense, and she's sandwiched there. There's going to be a foul on number five, Mariah Bird. I give Bird lots of credit as she dribbled her way into a layup based on what the defense gave her. Pass comes out to Drummond. Quickly to Sosnowski. Elbow shot wide open. It's good. We're tied at six. Sosnowski, her first basket, found there by Drummond for a wide open shot. Bird fakes the drive. Kicks it off. The lefty runner missed by Henry. In transition, it is Drummond and the no look to Bird, but it's no good. On the left side, foul will be called. And it's going to go back to Newfield. Foul will be on Abby Bird. Remember, there's two Birds and two Henrys in this lineup. A Bird and a Henry, B-I-R-D, and a Henry on Harpersville, B-Y-R-D, and a Henry on Newfield. 6-6 tie. Boy, Newfield's impressing me from the start. They beat Unadilla Valley pretty, not handily, but they led the whole game. Shot from the three-point area. Left side up by Crawford. It's good. Her first three-pointer of the ball game, her 41st of the season. From the right side, answering is Holly Henry with her first basket. Those kind of baskets are going to be needed tonight for Harpersville, no question about it. 9-8, Newfield leads it. Man-to-man by the Hornets. It's going to be another three taken by Crawford. Misses this time. Rebound on the right side by Tyskiewicz. That misses. Rebound to Sosnowski, and here comes Drummond. Looks like Drummond is being almost double-teamed. Oh, she floated a pass to the left side. That's a mistake. It's picked off by Bird. Bird, the no-look pass off the glass. Good by Henry. Sierra Henry, who averages 8.2 a game. She's got four here. Drummond's going to take it wire to wire to answer for Harpersville. This isn't a basketball game. This is a track meet. 3:30 to go, 11-10. Shot. Take it. Oh, a bump there by Bird. No call. Abby Bird probably got away with some contact. Drummond, top of the key. Drummond picked up by Ferreira. Now around the screen. Drummond for three off the back of the rim. Once, twice. No good. And a save. Nice job by Bird of Newfield. So, like I said, two Birds, two Henrys. I got to differentiate the team. Mariah Byrd will lead the offense here. Just a freshman, you would not be able to tell the way she plays. There's a nice baseball pass inside, but the high school, it's recipient that tossed it right back to Byrd. There's a foul in the backcourt. My, oh my, things are happening so fast. Now that foul's on Henry. Which one, you ask? On the new field, Henry. Sierra. So she sits down with one foul. That's the fourth team foul on Newfield. There's three on Harpersville. Another substitution. Sarah Miller comes in, sophomore, replacing Holly Henry. Looks like both Henrys are now out of the game. Okay. Sosnowski on the right wing. Drummond goes through and inside to a double team. Stops off the glass. No good. Gets it again. Puts it up and is fouled. Miranda Drummond doesn't wait for me to talk about it. She just goes and does it. So I think that was on 21. I don't know. We're not getting the help here on the far side on the scores table. Drummond anyway at the line, and she misses the first one. She's a 1-for-3 starting out. Shot taken and missed again, but a rebound by Miller. Her shot is blocked. Recovery by number 21, and that's Kayla Goodwin. She's the one that shoots the three. Franklin extends their lead to 34-19, by the way. Pass from Byrd to Crawford. Crawford dribbling around, passes it back to the right side. That's Ferreira with it. Now a shot by Goodwin. She's the three-point shooting expert, but missed it with an air ball. Traveling as the ball is on the floor, and Tyskiewicz falls down with it. It's 11-10, Newfield by one with 2:13 left. Definitely a tough game starting out. Three-pointer for Abby Byrd, way off the mark. Rebounded by Drummond again. That inside position she gets helps her out immensely. That foul now is calling number 20, I think, Angelina Ferreira, even though the one closest to it was number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz. I'm going to have to ask them at halftime to help me out there. Drummond at the line. Oh, this one rattles in and out. 6 points for Drummond. However, she has missed 4 of 5 free throws. This one's good. 7 for Drummond. We're tied at 11. It's our third tie of the ball game. Under 2 minutes to go in this track meet / Section 4 quarterfinal. Byrd trying to go backdoor. Mariah Byrd backdoor to Mariah Crawford, and that goes out of bounds. It'll be Harper's ball. 10-5 Cander in the first quarter. Drummond to the left side. Abby Byrd again for three. This one's good! Abby Byrd with a three-pointer. That's her seventh of the season. 1:35 to go, and Harpersville is back on top. Crawford for three, left side. No, off the rim. Rebounded by Sosnowski. She'll take it up herself. Crosses half court. Down low to Warren. Warren trying to save it. It's a jump ball. Wow, lots of fouls apparently in Cander. 2:19 left to play there, and it's 10-8 Cander. However, it's 14-11 here with a short timeout. Stick around. It's live Section 4. Basketball, Harpersville leading Newfield 14-11 on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, nothing from Bainbridge Guilford yet. 1:17 to play. 14-11 Harpersville here. And Goodwin's going to take an elbow shot way off the mark. Rebounded by Drummond after ricochet. Hard charging down the right side. She gets to the double team. Can't hit the layup. And there's contact all around. The loose ball picked up by Goodwin. I'll head to Bird. Bird's going to grid it into a pile. Throw it out to the right side for Henry. Henry misses the shot for Newfield. Down low to Warren. Warren stops with a 10-footer. It's good! Carissa Warren. She made a mistake because Sarah Miller was wide open on the left side. She didn't have the ball in her hands yet. So she stopped. Nobody was there. She took it. She made it. 16-11. Largest lead right now for the Hornets. Inside Bird. She misses but gets a rebound on the opposite side as she tried a righty layup. Back outside. Number 20 is Ferreira. Ferreira into Bird, the freshman, driving in on Miranda Drummond, and Drummond is going to be called for a foul with 20.7 left. That's Miranda Drummond's first foul of the night. For Harpersville, that's four. To go, and Mariah Bird at the line. Bird this season, 64%. She makes it here, and guess what? For never having shot at this, never shot before in this basket, they are 5-for-5 Newfield as a team. Now, back into the lineup is Moynihan, who's got two fouls. A couple other players in. Nicole Moravik is the junior. She's in for the last few seconds. Shot is good by Bird. It's 16-13. 6 points for Crawford. I'm sorry, that should have been Bird, and I missed that up. All right. Good thing I'm doing this in pencil tonight. Sosnowski for 10 seconds over to Abby Bird. She's at the left side, passes it back. It's going to be Sosnowski at the three. No good, 3 seconds to go. Will they be able to put up a shot? Well, hang on. The buzzer has sounded. However, there's a foul before the buzzer sounded. The foul is on number 5, Mariah Bird. That is her second. So Henry, Bird, and Crawford for Newfield have made 2 shots each, and we end the quarter, but not until Miranda Drummond shoots 2 shots. And this is a 1-1. It's already the 7th team foul. It's up, and it's good. Big shots here. Let me tell you, 17-13 is not a safe lead. And that was good. So 9 points for Drummond. 18-13, largest lead. Right now a 5 for the Hornets. Stick around. We got the second quarter of live Section 4 Class C Girls Water Vital action on WCDO.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Wow, welcome back. 1 two-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 6-for-6 from the free throw line. 13 points for Newfield. 1, 2, 3, 4 two-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4-for-8, all Miranda Drummond at the line for 18 points. Newfield staying in his zone. Abby Bird back to Drummond for 3. Air ball on the left side, and that's going to go out of bounds. Oh, goodness. So it's 11-10 Sydney. At the end of one. BG is also leading 14-9 against Elmira Notre Dame at the end of one. Mac team's looking awful good right now. Mariah Crawford, who hit a 3 earlier. She's driving to the foul line. Now to Bird. Bird, a no-look pass to the left side. Ferreira posts it back to Bird. Inside, off the glass. Too hard. Rebound, Drummond. And there's three girls for Newfield. It's a 5-on-2, rather, and Drummond scores. Drummond gets a free basket on a layup. There were three Newfield girls. Two were down, and one stayed back to help them. Bird, after the contact, stayed on the ground, or stayed on the hardwood. Unreal. Lots of contact here. They're making sure everybody's okay. Oh, goodness. We will be somewhere on Wednesday, guaranteed. It could be at Suco for a Franklin South Courtright semifinal. It could be here if Harpersville and Sydney both win. Could be Bainbridge-Guilford. You never know. It's a lot of combinations. One thing I do know, we are done with the boys for all intents and purposes. All right, so the Newfield lineup looks like this. Number two, Mariah Crawford. Mariah Bird, number four, is in there. They're combining for 8 of the 13 points. Bird gives it to Moynihan, Anastasia Moynihan, who had 2 quick fouls. Now, 17 fouls on Newfield. There goes a drive by Bird, and she makes it happen left side with a right hand. You cannot leave that girl alone. She's got a team-high 6 points. Abby Bird from the right side tries to answer. No good. Rebound, Sarah Miller. Missed it once. And on a second attempt, you hear the crowd, mostly Harpersville. Miller gets fouled in the act of shooting by number two, Mariah Crawford. I am missing one foul in there somewhere, so we'll have to see where that is. I mean, I know that was Crawford, no question about it. Sarah Miller at the line is 6 for 20, just 30%, and she sort of reflects that with the first shot missing. Second shot is up, and it is short. Drummond kept it alive, puts it up, and can't score. Miller now. Is it Miller time? No, she misses. Rebound by Crawford, and she's got to get it into the hands of Mariah Bird, who is super confident. Got a little hitch in her dribble. Bird, right side, crossover dribble, lost it, and it's out of bounds. I think touch last by Drummond. Yes, they say it is Newfield ball. Coach Ahrensbeck is sitting down. Coach Steinorth is standing up. Or no, now he's squatting down. 20-15 the score. Harpersville, just a basket by Drummond. Crawford forces one up from the left side, missed it, and there's Drummond underneath the basket to start the offense. Miranda Drummond to the right side against the double team, forced it to the double team, got some help from Sarah Miller, now inside to Drummond, and they'll wave it off for a travel. She put the ball in the basket, but they'll wave it off for the travel. Can't say as I argue with the official on that one. Substitution, my goodness. Coming back in is Angelina Ferreira, senior. She doesn't have any points, Goodwin, 20 and 21 look alike. Kayla Goodwin, the junior, designated three-point shooter. Not only pink sneakers, but pink socks. I won't be able to miss her anymore. Mariah Bird is the quarterback of this team, and the pass going to Goodwin. Abby Bird helps with the deny defense. That's deflected out of bounds. Harpersville ball leading by 5. Both teams have scored 1 basket in this quarter. Drummond, long pass over to Medovich, who's back in the ballgame. Sarah Miller airballs it from the left side to the right side. Picked up by Bird off the double team, throws it ahead. Nice pass! It's all there for Sierra Henry over the outstretched arms of Shelby Medovich. Wow, what a pass by Bird right in front of me at half court. There's a steal by Bird. Mariah Bird up ahead. Unfortunately, though, Henry could not catch the long pass, or else she would have had another one. 20-17, Harpersville tried not to get rattled. Shelby Medovich back in the ballgame, as I said, along with Drummond. Sosnowski, the big three, plus Abby Bird. There goes Medovich for 3. Nothing but net. Shelby Medovich with a 3-pointer. So it's Goodwin bringing the ball up. Now Bird's going to be more of a point guard, and look who's guarding Bird. It is Miranda Drummond. Drummond gives her a little room all around the screen. Nice job, but the layup won't fall. Rebound by Tyskiewicz. That's going to go on, Anastasia Moynihan, who was back in the game with 2 fouls. Oh, man. That hurts. So it's Moran at the line to shoot, 1-1. Drummond makes the first one. Well, she was in a drought. She missed three in a row, but has made four in a row since then. 12 points. Make it 13. Not only 13 points for her, but 25-17, the largest lead of the game for Harpersville. After a 20-17 game, it's now 5 points in a row for the Lady Hornets. 4:44 left, second quarter. 16-16 tie at BG Elmira Notre Dame. Backing in is Henry, and reaching in for the ball is Drummond, and the referee right in front of that play will call Drummond for her second foul. Now, the first round game against Unitigo, Drummond had to sit out a lot of the second quarter with two fouls. That's how Unitigo helped get it 32-25 at halftime. Pass goes out of bounds off of Drummond trying to steal the pass. 4:33, clock stop. 25-17, Harpersville on top of Newfield. Had two lead changes and three ties. Pass comes to right there at the elbow. The shot taken and missed by number 15, Elena Woods, into the game for the first time. Sarah Miller off to Medovich. Medovich on the break. Whoa, traveling by Sosnowski. She never dribbled the ball. That's two baskets waved off due to traveling against the Hornets in the last minute. Newfield has been held to just two baskets, one by Bird, one by Henry. They each have 6 points in the ballgame. They average 17 between them. They've already got 12. Bird on the run, guarded by Drummond. She stops, elbow jump shot, no good. Rebound Woods, nice job by her. Kicks it out to Henry. Henry up to the top of the key for Goodwin. Goodwin shuffling both feet, might have gotten away with the travel there. Bird, right side, needing a screen. She's got to go baseline. Looks like an illegal screen set by number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz. For Tyskiewicz, that's her first, could be her second, I don't know. Crawford comes back in the game for Newfield. Their offense definitely took a dip with her out. A lot of fouls on Newfield, 9 already with 4:17 to go. Harpersville with 5, but 2 of those belong to Miranda Drummond and 2 to Shelby Medovich. The pass gets deflected inside. Nice job by Crawford defensively for Newfield. I believe it's going to be on Sosnowski. Tatiana Sosnowski with her first. That's the team's 6th. And we got a little clock problem. The clock went to zeros, and they have to reset. It should be 25-17. Yep, they've got that. Now, they had 8 minutes. They got 8 minutes on the clock, but I know it was more like it was 4:22 last I knew. So let's see what they do for a clock. If you want to ask me, I can tell you what I remember. It was 4:22 the last time I saw. 4:13 makes sense. Looks like they have everything set. Both coaches okay. I'm okay. Refs are okay. The fans are fine. 4:13 to go. 25-17. Here we go. Newfield going to my left as they have all first half, and they are running gun type of team. Crawford to Ferreira. They swing it to the wide side for Goodwin. She's the three-point shooter, but she's airballed two inside the line tonight. Crawford for three, left side. No, off the rim. A rebound by Woods. Pisses it right back to Crawford in the lane. Good. Mariah Crawford. What a ball player. Averaging 13 a game, but boy, she's making it happen right now. Drummond backs up for three. No, off the rim. Tapped over to Abby Bird. Little baseline shot airballed. Rebound on the other side by the other Bird, Mariah Bird. Down the lane she comes. Kicking it off to Goodwin. Goodwin for three. No, way off the mark. Rebound, Abby Bird. Abby's going to get it over half court, then go to Miranda Drummond. Drummond to the right side for Abby. Back out to Drummond. Drummond left side, Medovich for three. Left wing, way off the mark. Bangs off the rim. Rebounded by Sosnowski. Her shot, no, but she's fouled. Tatiana Sosnowski. And I'll tell you what, both teams are so nervous and so energized that their shots are going long. These girls are not missing their shots short. They're missing them long. And I didn't see. Did we see who got the foul on that? 20? Okay, that's Angelita Ferrer, her second. Shot by Sosnowski is up, and it's good. Her first time at the line tonight. Harpersville's been there a lot, mostly Miranda Drummond. Haven't been the best free throw shooting. Substitution, Holly Henry checks back in for Harpersville, replacing Sarah Miller, who gave some good moments. Sosnowski this year at the line, 30 for 47, 63%. Her second shot is up and good. 4 points for Tatiana, and a timeout asked for by Coach Ernsbeck. 3:14 left in this track meet of a game, 27-19 for Harpersville. No, it's not a timeout. They're right back to it. I'm sorry. I thought I saw a timeout asked for. Driving in, a shot missed by Sierra Henry of Newfield. She gets her own rebound now to Crawford for three. No, off the back of the rim. Woods with another offensive rebound, but she throws the ball into the stands. She tried to throw it over a jumping Shelby Medovich, and it went over not only Medovich, but it went over her teammate as well. Under 3 minutes to go, 27-19. Sosnowski against the zone defense. Nobody's really taking anybody. Three-pointer Drummond, no, off the back of the rim. Rebounded inside Henry, and now it's Sosnowski. She misses. Crawford rebounds for Newfield. Dangerous outlet pass to Woods. Woods gets it right into the sure hands of Mariah Berg. Berg, crossover dribble, driving in, lays it off to Ferreira. Now back to Bird, and oh, she's got a good jump shot. That was her first time showing me the jump shot. 8 points, and now there is a timeout. 2:23 left in this first half, 27-21, Harpersville, full timeout. You're listening to Section 4, Class C Girls Quarterfinals on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Greg Davey back at Harpersville and trying to get all the updates I can. We've got them coming and going here. 27-21, Harpersville leads by six and they have the ball. Late second half action. Carissa Warren in the game, passes across the key, looking for Holly Henry, and go knocked out of bounds by Mariah Crawford. Crawford and Bird, their two top scorers. Henry, their third. They've got all the points tonight. So I guess that's no surprise. Drummond backing in, goes in through a double team, kicks it off to Henry. Holly's shot misses inside Drummond, muscling it up, and she's going to draw another foul. She's going to get a lot of free throws tonight. You could just tell. Is that on 20 as well? Thank you. Ferreira, by my count, has three fouls, and they're going to bring somebody in very quickly. Shot up by Drummond is good. She's got 14 points and only three field goals tonight. Everything else from the line. 2:01 left in this. Second shot, good. 15 points for Miranda Drummond, 27-21, 2 minutes to go. Or wait a minute, should be, they didn't put the next points up, should be 29-21. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 18 should be 31. Should be 31-21, according to my numbers. Because Drummond's got six in this quarter, Tatiana's four, that makes 10, and a three-pointer by Shelby Medovich. They scored 18 in the first half, plus 13 should be 31. There have been some issues with the scoreboard, and both teams are taking a little break while they check the electrical. So neither team charged with a timeout. That's kind of good. Let's step away ourselves. 2:02 left in this first half. The score I have is 31-21, Harpersville by 10. It's the Section 4 Class C quarterfinal on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
At this point, they show 29-21, but I'm telling you, Miranda Drummond has a basket and four free throws. Tatiana Sosnowski has a basket and two free throws. That's 10 points right there. They had 18 at the end of the first half, or first quarter, and a three-pointer by Shelby Medovich. It should be 31-21. Of course, Kurt Ehrensbeck has no idea. He's coaching. I'm sticking to my guns. I know it's 31-21. And now they've got a temporary scoreboard set up. Hey, that's kind of cool. Temporary scoreboard set up here. Should be 31. And I don't mind making part of it, because I'll tell you what. You want to listen to the radio, the archives of it. Wow, Harpersville just lost 2 points in that deal. I'm telling you, this will be interesting. 2:23 left, 29-21 is what they're going with. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, they messed it up. Now that's messed up. I knew it. I stuck to my guns with that one. 31-21, 2:23 to go. I'm not right all the time, but when I am, I can't help but crow about it. All right. Now, one thing I do need to get at halftime will be the foul situation, because they haven't put that up at all. But then again, that's asking for a lot based on the way the score clock is performing. They also, what is cool, I'm on the opposite side, so I can't help them say anything. But what's neat is we can now look over at the scores table and see a temporary scoreboard over there. And I think everybody's all right with it. I'm looking over at Coach Steinnorth for Newfield. I think he's okay with it. I don't think he's happy with it, but I think he's okay. He accepts it. 2:23. Harpersville has Sosnowski, Drummond, Medovich, Bird, and Henry. Or no, Warren and Henry. Goodwin can't shoot it. She goes to Bird. Now it's Goodwin. Give and go to Bird. The fall away, short. Rebound, Drummond. They didn't start. Okay, clock is over here at 2:06. Okay, so the clock up top does not work. And they put it back to 29-21. I still have to fight that. Henry misses the shot for Harpersville. Medovich can't hit on the other side. Puts it up a second time and does hit it. I might have to take an extended break just to go over there and let them know what's going on. They now say it's 31-21. Crawford, oh, she had the ball right up on her hip for a couple of steps, but she misses the shot anyway. Drummond, 3-on-2, going to take a step and be called for travel. Well, sometimes she gets that call, and sometimes they don't, or sometimes she doesn't, and that time she got called for a second travel tonight. 1:31 on the clock in front of me. Not on the scoreboard, not up top. All right, so Mariah Byrd, her team down by allegedly 10. Byrd's going to take it to the hole again, puts it up short, rebound Drummond. Drummond's going to pass up ahead to Sosnowski. Her layup is blocked. Nice shot. Medovic fouls in the basket. Medovic has 7 points in this quarter. Byrd's going to have to throw it up to Moynihan because nobody was helping her out. Now she kicks it back. 33-21. Back door, nice play. Blocked out by Holly Henry with a defensive stop of the night. Nice give and go to Sierra Henry or somebody down there. And her layup should have been good, but Holly Henry rejected it. Pass out to Byrd. Byrd to the left side. Crawford for three. Much needed shot, and she hits it. Mariah Crawford's second three-pointer of the night. She's got nine. 33-24. Drummond steps back for a three, and it's in and out. Rebound left side, Medovic. And it's no good, but it's hit out of bounds. 34 seconds on the clock. No tenth of a second in this one. The temporary scoreboard. Drummond, low post to Sosnowski, and both officials call a travel. She bumped right into the defender and fell down. That's going to be called a travel, 33-24. Harpersville by nine. Led by as much as 10. Well, I think they led by as much as 12 at one point. 22 seconds to go. Shot clock right at the same number or a second lower than the game clock. Right back to Crawford. Got away with the travel, but takes the shot anyway. Mick misses it. Rebound Drummond. Drummond all the way down, takes it to the rack, and she's fouled. Drummond being chased from behind by Sierra Henry of Newfield. That's at least two on her. And Drummond will score her 17th point and then try to make it 18, 34-24. Oh, Afton's getting beat bad right now by Southern Cayuga, 44-15. Ouch. Shot by Drummond is good. She's got 18. Clock with 5 seconds to go. They'll bring it into Crawford. She's going to bomb it for away. Oh, off the rim, no good, and that'll do it. Well, it's showing 34-24. They held Newfield that quarter to 11 points. I'm going to take an extended break. I'm going to check it out over at the other side. Whatever they do, they tell me it's good. And I'll try to update you on the other scores as well. 34-24 is the way it's sitting. Or no, 36-24 is what they're saying now. And I'm going to get that all straight. But Harpersville is definitely leading by more than 10. It is the Section 4 Class C quarterfinals right here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit MANG online at manginsurance.com. MANG is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. MANG Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Okay, I think I got it, and I stand corrected with the I Know I'm Right song that I was singing. Now I know I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, I admit it. I have to admit it. But let's get started with the halftime report. It is time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. There's a reason why in the big shows, like college basketball or whatever, you have spotters working with you. This is exactly the reason. The clock screwed up, not the operator. I went over and got it all confirmed. I have fouls and I have points. What I had done was I had Tatiana Sosnowski making two free throws in the quarter. She had four. That gave her 4 points in all. And for some reason, I put the number four next to the free throw instead of underneath, because I put points underneath to make it cumulative, if you understand my logic. And I had four to the side. That's where I miscounted the extra two. But here we go with the Harpersville points. This I have confirmed. Abby Bird has a three-pointer for three. Carissa Warren has the basket for two. Shelby Medovich, after early foul trouble, came in, hit a three and a pair of twos. She's got seven at the half. Holly Henry with an early basket for two. Sarah Miller, 0 for 2 off the bench, free throw shooting. Tatiana Sosnowski, the two-pointer and the two for two from the line, 4 points at the half for her. Miranda Drummond leading the way, as usual, 18 points. She's got a three-pointer. She's got, at the free throw line, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 shots taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 shots made. So she's 9 for 13 at the free throw line. And as a team, they have 9 for 13 plus another 2 for 4. And so that's obviously 11 for 17. For Newfield, they've got Mariah Crawford, their leading scorer, at 9. She's also the leading scorer on the team for the season with 13.7 and the leading three-point shooter with 40. She's got two tonight, making 42. She's got 9. Mariah Bird, their second leading scorer, is also their second leading scorer tonight with 8. 9.4 on the season average. She's got 8. Sierra Henry, 8.2 for the season for Newfield. She's got 6. So just three players scoring for this team. They have 24 points, 17 and 6 somewhere along the way should be three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now I've got, hold on, 2 3-pointers, a two and a one. That's 9. 17 and six is 23. Somewhere along the way, I got to get another point out there. All right, so I'll have to go back and do that. We've got scores from around the section. Bainbridge Guilford is on the verge of an upset against Elmira Notre Dame, leading 25-22 at the half. Franklin has made it to Suco for the semifinals. They lead 40. They won the game 49-32. And I'm trying to get a score at 24-23. Kander leading Sydney by one at the half. 24-23. Kander at the half. We got 4 minutes to go. Hate to do it. Got to take another break. Got to go over and get that 1 point settled. And when I do come back, I'll finish whatever I can with other scores, and we'll start the second half. 36-24 is the score. Harpersville leads Newfield, the Class C Section 4 quarterfinal, right here live at Harpersville on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. Find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, I think we're back, but 1:48 left in this warm-up. I got to tell you, Bainbridge Guilford is on a roll. They're leading Elmira Notre Dame 32-26 with 4:31 to go in the third quarter. Almost midway through the third. Our last update, BG by six, trying to pull off the upset against Elmira Notre Dame. 42-36 is the score. Kander leads Sydney 24-23 at the half. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game. So everybody's having a good time tonight. Unbelievable. But we are set here. Hopefully the score clock operates correctly. And we're all good, right? Newfield comes back out for about a minute worth of shooting. Harpersville's been out for the last couple of minutes. Apton not doing so well as far as the MAC goes. They're losing pretty big to number one seed Southern Cayuga. So that's the girls D tournament. The winner of that, probably Southern Cayuga at this point, will take on the winner of Milford and Skenevis. And on the other, that'll be at Suco Wednesday night. The other semifinal will be Franklin against the winner of CVS Sherry Valley Springfield and South Courtright. That game, we're anticipating that win to be South Courtright, so that both teams undefeated, Franklin and South Courtright, will meet at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night at SUNY Oneonta, and that's where I intend to be. The winner of this game will play at Candor, or if Sydney wins, will play at either Harpersville or Newfield. Newfield's the higher seed. There's six. Harpersville's a three. Sydney's a seven. So if Sydney can overtake Canada, they got this. They'll be on the road to either here or Newfield. If it's here, we'll have the rematch for you. Or possibly be at Suco. 8 minutes, clock starting. As soon as we go, Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, thank you very much. We start now with the second half. 36-24. I've got all the numbers right, all the fouls and everything else. The shot from the right side taken by Newfield on the first possession by Crawford. She misses, chasing it all the way in the backcourt. Is number 10, Sierra Henry. As I switch sheets to the other side. All right, and a hard move inside by Angelina Ferreira. She misses, and the ball comes loose, and they're tussling on the ground for it. And it'll be a possession arrow for Harpersville. Again, you got that 50-50 thing going. A good defensive play, though, by Newfield. Gives the ball back to Harpersville. And a shot by Tatiana Sosnowski. Hard on the right side. Misses. Holly Henry going for the save and flips it back, but her foot was on the line. Good hustle by both teams in this game all through the court. Bird looks right. Goes in hard left. There's contact, but no call and no travel. Up ahead, Drummond with a recovery to Sosnowski. Off her leg, out of bounds. Drummond withstood the blow of Bird trying to knock into her. Strangely, there was no call charge. There was no call block. So it is Angelina Ferreira, Mariah Crawford, Mariah Bird. Change of direction. Pops it up over Drummond. You don't see that very often. Mariah Bird with 10 points. And by the way, Mariah Crawford had 10 points because Newfield was 6-for-6 from the foul line in the first quarter. Two-point shot, taken by Sosnowski. They left her wide open, and she took it. So BG leading in a close game. Sydney trailing by one in a close game. Harpersville tried not to make this one close. They lead 38-26. Ferreira playing the point this time. Harpersville playing more of a zone. Three-point shot missed by Bird. Sosnowski with a rebound. Up the floor, she comes to the right side. She wants to back it out. She's caught in the corner. Passing it back to Sosnowski. Or off the pass to Bird, I should say. Abby Bird right back to Tatiana. To the right side, Drummond, and they'll start the offense. Shelby Medovic had gone through on the play, did not see on the weak side the pass from Drummond. BG leads now 34-28 with 2:03 to go. On the other side is Crawford, Mariah Crawford, their top scorer tonight and for the season. Giving it off to Bird. Bird through the double team, kicks it off to Ferreira, drives in hard. And I don't know, charge or block. They're going to call a block on Tatiana Sosnowski. Now, I have to say that not that many fouls called on Harpersville compared to Newfield, but the ones that are called, Medovic, Sosnowski, and Drummond, now all have two fouls. Bird gets the inbounds. Off to Crawford. Right side three-pointer off the back of the rim. Rebound, Medovic. Shelby up the left side. Shelby chased from behind. She's double-teamed now, going baseline, and it's out of bounds. She got tripped by Crawford. Not intentionally, mind you, but still tripped. No call. Official right on the play says it's out of bounds. 38-26. Harpersville by 12. We had three early ties, 4-6 and 11. Newfield grabbed the lead for about 3 minutes. Crawford, left side. There's an illegal screen set by Newfield. And that's going to be on number 14. That is Anastasia Moynihan. Might have picked up her fourth. Yeah, she's going to be replaced real quick by Tyskiewicz. ...31-29 Kander with 2:23 to go. So up the right side, Drummond. Long pass to a wide open Holly Henry. Bank shot is good. Well, how many teams have seen this happen when they overload on Miranda Drummond on one side, somebody's open on the other side. She found Holly Henry. Bird passes to Crawford for three, way off the mark. Rebound though by Henry for Sierra, Henry for Newfield. First shot was blocked. Medovic, Shaw on the court, stop, pops, and it's off the rim. She gets a rebound and puts it up and in herself. Shelby Medovic with a basket as time is called. 42-26 Hornets by 16 with 4:35 to play in the third quarter. It's live Tri-Town, live Section 4 basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
42-26 here. Largest lead. Harpersville starting to really turn it on with a nice balanced effort. Medovic, Henry, and Sosnowski with the baskets for Harpersville, offsetting the one basket by Mariah Bird. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Trying to update everybody that I possibly can. Bird, quick jump pass to Crawford. Foul line shot. Was it blocked? Well, one official said no, the other said yes, and the one who called the block overrules the one who didn't because of position. That was the correct call. And the inbound comes way out up top for Newfield. Pereira to Henry. Sierra Henry to Pereira. Back to Bird. 10 on the shot clock. Try to go around the screen. Crawford cranks for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound Drummond. Coming on hard, Drummond, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She really came down hard. I wasn't sure where she was going to go with it. .402 on the clock and it stops. Oh, we've got help now. Look at the foul being up there, although it says 32. They're going to change that to Mariah Crawford, who picks up her second foul. She only had one in the first half. Drummond at the line makes the first. Her first point of the second half. Remember, she was 9 for 13, free throw shooting, missing 4 of 5 at one point, but then making her last 2, 4, 6, 8. Now she's made her last 10. 20 points for Miranda Drummond. Now she has a deflection. But Bird recovers for Newfield. Back outside, Goodwin, who is the three-point. We've talked about her being the three-point shooting expert. She's only gotten two off, and one was an air ball. Pereira backing it into Goodwin. 6 on the shot clock. Now in the corner, Pereira driving in on the baseline. Shot is no good. Putting it up right before the buzzer is number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz. Boy, that saved the possession. 44-28, quickly up court. Medovic, bank shot, left side, good. Shelby Medovic sometimes just has the inkling to take her own shot. She devised it. She got it. Pass inside, Bird forced it. Abby Bird recovers for Harpersville. She'll stop, give it back. Medovic for three. No, it's off the rim and sailing out of bounds. It'll be Newfield's ball with 3:03 to go. So substitutions aplenty here. See, Newfield has Angelina Ferreira, Mariah Bird, Mariah Crawford, Kayla Goodwin, and Ashley Tyskiewicz. Three out of the five are starters. Bird to the foul line, back to Goodwin. Goodwin guarded by Medovic, take care of her three-point shooting escapades. Bird got a shot blocked, got it back, and put it up. Wow, that freshman is a good player. 46-30, inside Drummond takes it to the rack. Miranda Drummond with her first field goal of the second half at a game-high 22 points, 48-30. Back up to an 18-point lead for the Hornets. Newfield not giving up. Crawford goes to the basket, down the paint, and gets fouled. Now, here's the situation, because that's the third foul on Miranda Drummond. That's a concern. And I think the coach is saying, Mr. Steinorth is saying, attack Drummond as best you can, because you might get a fourth or fifth foul. Meanwhile, at the line, Mariah Crawford takes and makes the first shot. So she is perfect at the line. 4 for 4. 8 for 8 for Newfield from the line. 12 points to match her teammate, Mariah Bird, for top honors at Newfield. Three-pointer Drummond, you hear the response? She made it. 25 points for Miranda Drummond with 2:09 to go. The messages keep flying in. Bainbridge-Guilford leads 37-32 with 8 minutes left in their game against Elmira Notre Dame. Can Coach Bob Conway and the girls do it again? Bird trying to go baseline right side underneath. Whips a pass. Nicely done to number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz, another recipient of a basket from a good pass from Mariah Bird. And there's a full timeout called with 1:51 to go in the third quarter, though. Harpersville by 17, 51-34. We've got score updates for you coming back in Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, Greg Davey here, 1:51 to go. We've got updates for you. I got to, first of all, give 36-31, Kander, ahead of Sydney right now, but Bainbridge-Guilford is leading in their game, 37-32 with 6 minutes to go. All right, press time for Newfield, trying to get the ball back, and a nice no-look pass from Drummond on the fly, and she tried for Sosnowski, who had the ball knocked out of bounds by a defender of Newfield. 1:45 to go, third quarter. For Abby Bird, inbounds to Drummond for a three-pointer right side. Swish! Well, Miranda's feeling it now, that's for sure. 54-34, largest lead of the ball game is 20 right now. Driving in is Bird, and the freshman is fouled. And if that's Drummond, that's going to be 4 on Drummond. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Miranda basically let Bird go, and Bird missed the layup. She must have sold something there, but now I thought it was 4 fouls. That's only 3, according to that. So I don't know who I missed the foul on before. Bird at the line. This is Mariah Bird now. Remember, there are 2 Birds and 2 Henrys. There's a Bird and a Henry for each team. Makes life very confusing. Not that I'm not already confused, but Newfield, impeccable. 10 for 10 from the foul line tonight. 54-36. They'll get a press break. Drummond up the floor. It's a 2-on-1. She's going to fake the pass and make the shot. 56-36. When in doubt, go to number 32, and that's what Harpersville did. 20-point lead. They go backdoor to Henry. Sierra Henry, but her layup is missed. She gets her own rebound on the other side to Crawford. Pass over to Mariah Bird, driving in hard against Drummond. She let her go, and the shot is still way wide of the hoop. Miranda with a catch and the release to Medovich for 2. fast break basketball at its absolute best. And another timeout asked for by Newfield. A 22-point lead opened up by the Lady Hornets with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Section 4 playoff basketball continues on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Greg Davey trying to keep updated on everything. I'll do that at the end of the quarter. 49 seconds to go. Mariah Bird for Harpersville driving in on Drummond, and let's see a charge. Miranda took the charge. Remember that play with 43 seconds to go. Mariah Bird went right at Miranda Drummond, and Drummond had to make a decision. Do I try to force her into a charge or step aside? She got the charge. Big, big play. Here comes Medovic to Holly Henry. Right back to Medovic. Medovic double team. Back to Holly. And a 30-second timeout. Well, you know what? Since this is 33 seconds to go, let's remind you of the Class D score. Franklin, 49, and Morris, 32. We know that's a final. Bainbridge-Guilford, with 4:40 left, leads Elmira-Notre Dame. It's a 5-4. END is the favorite in this one, but BG leads 37-32 with 4:40 to go. The last report I had from Kander was it was 36-31 at the end of the third quarter. Kander in the lead, but a real good game according to my source out there. So that'll save me giving you the updates between the quarter. I might be able to find out more. So the inbounds to Medovic. 30 seconds. Drummond left side three-pointer. Good again! She's got 33 points. And the third quarter isn't even over. 18 seconds to go. 61-36. 25-point lead. Pereira in the right corner for Newfield. Now Crawford for three. Air ball far left. The ball is loose. They're diving for it. It's out of bounds. 4 seconds to go. It will be Newfield. No, yeah, Newfield ball. Remember, there's only one scoreboard here when it's working right, and that's facing Harpersville's basket. Drummond comes out for the last 4.3 seconds. Kurt Ehrensbeck always thinking. The inbounds pass comes to Bird. Bird stole away. Medovic has it. Medovic with a second to go. Lulls it up. Way off the mark, but that's okay. They avoided another shot at the basket by Newfield. 61-36, and boy, has Harpersville really capitalized on the third quarter. They lead by 25. We'll try for more updates. Stick around. It's live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, my goodness. I'm certainly learning how to text as fast as I can. And Newfield takes over possession to start the fourth quarter. Nice job by number two, Mariah Crawford. She's been bottled up, held the two free throws in the third quarter. She's got a 14 points. Drummond forcing a pass inside, broken up nicely by Anastasia Moynihan, who's got in foul trouble most of the game. Mariah Bird tries a runner in front of Drummond, no good. It's a 5-on-4. Drummond to head to Medovich. Medovich misses on the shot. Rebound Bird. Bird trying to make her way through traffic coming to my right. Baseball pass down to Crawford for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound by Ferreira. Passes over to Bird. Bird, a baseline jumper. Off the rim, no good. She gets it back. Goes up again. Passed it inside. And there's a foul. Will it be on Drummond or will it be on Holly Henry? It'll be on Miranda Drummond, and that's her fourth. Well, she doesn't get in foul trouble very often, but it's 61-38. There's enough of a cushion. A full timeout called by Harpersville. 7:08 left in this one. 61-38 Harpersville. We'll get more updates for you as well. It's Section 4 girls quarterfinal action on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We had an update of 4:40 left. BG leading 37-32. Elmira Notre Dame has tied up the game. It's now tied at 39-39. Late in the game, 39-39 tie. I'll try to get the time for you on that one. 61-38, Miranda Drummond has four fouls and is staying in the ball game. I thought possibly Coach Ernstbeck would give her maybe 2 minutes off to see how the other teammates can recover from this, but she's going to stay in the ball game. At the line, number 14, Anastasia Moynihan. She's been scoreless the entire night. Again, in foul trouble most of the time. She gets a shot here that's two-shotter and misses. Now, she was only, this whole season was just 2-for-6 from the line, so she's not a free throw shooter. And the second shot also no good. Drummond traps the ball up, and then there's a fight for the ball. It'll be a possession arrow, and it points Harpersville's way. So that took all of 1 second. BG END tied at 39. Don't know how much time is left. Guessing around 3 minutes, maybe two. First minute in the books of the fourth quarter. Drummond still on the floor for Harpersville. That's going to be a concern. Medovich to Abby Bird. Three-pointer! No, and that touched the wire. Touched the wire and hit off the back of the rim. Went up, straight up, and hit the wire. That is always one of the fallible parts of playing in this gym. All right, so can Newfield get it together here, knowing that Drummond has four fouls? Will they work on her or not? There's a steal by Drummond. Drummond up ahead to Medovich. The right-hand layup, no good. Drummond rebounds. He's going to bounce, go up, and score. She's got 35 points. Remember, 41 is her career high. She had it Wednesday night. She's now got 35 points, but is playing with four fouls. Hornets going to a zone defense for the express purpose of keeping out of foul trouble, and a turnaround shot on the baseline by number 12, Ashley Tyskiewicz. She's got 6 points, second half action for her. High post pass, Sosnowski, driving into the double team, and got it! Sosnowski with 8 points, you should have seen her go through the double team. 5:50 left, 65-40. Harpersville by 25. Around the screen, Bird bounce pass in, stolen away by Tatiana Sosnowski. Drummond up the floor, guarded by Crawford. Medovich three-pointer right side, good. Shelby Medovich rocking the nets with a three-pointer. She's got 16 in the game, and another timeout asked for by Newfield. 5:36 left in this one. 68-40 the score. Stick around live. Section 4 playoff basketball continues on WCDO.
The Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right. The winner of this game to take on the winner of Candor and Sydney. And what's the latest on that? 5:49 to go. Candor by two with 5:49 to go. We got 5:36 here. 68-40 Harpersville by 28, their largest lead. But Miranda Drummond has four fouls, and that's always going to be a concern. Remember the Section 4 finals 3 years ago when Miranda Drummond was a freshman and she got in foul trouble and fouled out against Elmira Notre Dame. Right side, three-point shot missed by Crawford. Drummond rebounds and passes ahead to Medovich. Medovich to finish right side. Yeah! Well, 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 it just keeps on scoring for Harpersville, and Newfield keeps on trying. Bird for three, left side, that's good! Mariah Bird with 17. She is a gamer. Medovich to Drummond. Medovich tripped a little bit. Maybe she tripped over the half-court line, I don't know. Sosnowski backs it in, Medovich for three again. Yes, rattles it in! Shelby Medovich with 21. 73 points with 4:40 to go. A 30-point lead. Bird, nice job to get around Henry. The shot is off the mark, though. Ball is free. It is Abby Bird up the left side of the field hockey standout. Hands it back to Drummond. Drummond to Medovich. They're going to slow it down a little bit. Coach Ahrensbeck saying, let's just take our time. We've got the lead. Let's work a nice play. Medovich coming to the circle. Now passes back to Drummond on the right side. Eight on the shot clock. Beck Medovich, another three. Three in a row, no! Pereira with a rebound for Newfield. Up ahead to Bird, and here comes Mariah Bird looking for the play. I like this girl. She dribbles with both hands equally as well. Gets the pass back from Pereira. Into the corner for Crawford. Nice setup play. Three-pointer, no! And going up over Drummond was number 20, Angelina Pereira. Elmira Notre Dame leads Bainbridge Guilford 46-45 with 36 seconds to go. Notre Dame by one, 36 seconds to go against Bainbridge Guilford. Oh my goodness, it's nail-biting time there, but not so much here. Candor leads by three late in the game against Sydney, 48-45. Medovich got away with the travel. Bank shot, no good. Rebound is... Oh, Medovich digs it out of the pile and hands it to Sosnowski. Traveling by the official is the call. .325 to go. Bird up the floor for Newfield to Crawford. Crawford, whoa, look at that pass. High arcing over to Goodwin. She's a good three-point shooter. We've said it, but she hasn't made one yet. Bird for three, right side. Yeah, she's got it. 20 points for Bird. She's not quitting. 2:08 to go, by the way, in the Candor-Sydney game. Candor by three with 2:08 to go. 48-43, or 48-45. 73-46 here. A scoop to the hoop by Tatiana Sosnowski, misses left side. Bird ahead to Crawford, bumped by Medovic, so causes the shot to miss. Rebound Sarah Miller, at least she was going for it. Bird forces a shot inside, kept alive, and Sosnowski's going to get called for the reach-in from behind. Tatiana with her third foul. And I've got Rachel Ballard, number 21, coming into the ball game for Harpersville, replacing Sosnowski, who will sit down with 8 points, 2 for 2 from the line, and 3 baskets. Now, number 15 is in there as well, Mackenzie Havens, the junior. She's joined by Miller, Drummond, and Medovic. Inbounds it comes. Goodwin for three. There it is. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound Miller. Sarah Miller pulls it down. Hands off to Medovic. Shelby will bring the ball up the court with 2.5 to go. And, oh, nice backdoor play to Medovic from Drummond. That's the play that Shelby wasn't paying attention before. She did there. 23 points for Shelby Medovic. 2:12 to play. Goodwin goes to the left side. There's a three-point shot taken and airballed short. Rebounded by Rachel Ballard. The shooter was Nicole Moravic, a junior, into the game for the second time. Drummond for three, left side, no. I don't think she's going to get her career high tonight, but it won't matter. 35 is pretty darn good. Medovic left side, missed it. Rebound on the weak side by Miller. No, by Ballard, I'm sorry. Her shot misses. Jump ball, it's called. 1:40 to go. Wholesale substitutions for Harpersville. What a job by the Harpersville team as a team. Give me a chance to give you all the updates on that. 23 points for Shelby Medovic tonight. Outstanding job. 75-46. Miranda Drummond with 35 points. Goodwin, top of the key, left side. They swing it around. Mariah Bird, never stopping, goes up off the glass. No good. She's on the deck. The loose ball picked up by number 15, Mackenzie Havens. She's out there with Carissa Warren, Katie Hoyt, Paige Mielek, and Rachel Ballard. 1:15 to go. Subs going both sides. Warren at the point guard now with 1:13 to go. Harpersville just simply wanting to finish this. There's that same play, except now it's Carissa Warren with a basket off the feed from Mackenzie Havens. It doesn't matter who performs that play. That is a dynamite play, and it works more often than not. Warren with 4 points now. Goodwin, she'll try another three, and it's off the mark. Rebound. In there, number 24 is Jasmine Malone, the JV call-up. She's fouled. A foul will be on Mackenzie Havens, only her first. So Drummond surviving the four-foul situation. 52 seconds to go. Malone, her first varsity action here, and misses the free throw. We'll try to have updates, and we'll try to have scores, and we'll have the scoring recap. Malone missed poorly on the second shot as well. Katie Hoyt off to Havens. 47 seconds to go. Left side shot taken by Mielek. Air ball on the far side. 4 3-pointers by Drummond. Just checking to see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 2-pointers. And a slew of free throws. But only 2 taken in the second half. 15 total. Shot missed on the left side by Goodwin. And a recovery. Nice hustle by Katie McKee in the ballgame for the first time. But here comes Paige Mielek up the left side for Harpersville. 16 seconds to go. Warren, right side for Havens. Traveling is now they call it. They've missed it on both teams all through the night, but they caught it there. When it's mop-up time. 11 seconds to go. Up the floor, Harpersville fans start to stand. A 77-point performance. Inside missed shot. by Malone, and the ball goes out of bounds, and that'll do it. 77-46, the final, and this game was a six-point game at halftime. Harpersville really putting the pedal to the metal. 25 seconds to go, 52-49 Cander. Elmira Notre Dame defeated Bainbridge Guilford tonight, 46-45. 46-45, Notre Dame holds seed and beats Bainbridge Guilford by one. The Bobcats led most of the way. Oh, my goodness, that one's a toughie. 25 seconds to go in the Cander-Sydney game with Cander holding a three-point lead, 52-49. By the time we get back, we should have a final on that, and I should have everything caught up here. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have the scoring recap. Probably talk to some people as well from Harpersville. Stick around. It's Section 4 Playoff Basketball, the postgame, on your local sports leader, WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, and I just texted the word wow, waiting for the final from my Sydney Cander source. It's 25 seconds to go, a three-point Cander lead. Meanwhile, while I'm waiting for that, and I will have this in my hand at all times, Harpersville puts the finishing touch on a 77-46 win over Newfield. They scored 25 in the third quarter, and they scored a slew more in the fourth quarter. Newfield never got closer than 25 in the last 8 minutes of the ballgame. I think we may have Cander wins 53-49. Cander wins 53-49. Thank you very much. Okay. So that'll do that. And... All right, so let's go over our scoring recap. First of all, for the Newfield Trojans, who finished at 13-6, and really the first half gave everything they could handle. Gave Harpersville everything they could handle, that's for sure. I just got to thank my source over there in Cander. Mariah Bird, freshman with 20 points, impressed me from start to finish. She had 20 points, 2 3-pointers, 4 for 4 from the line. She and senior Mariah Crawford scored in every quarter for Newfield. They really carried this team. 34 out of the 46 points of that team scored by those two young ladies, the senior and the freshman, both named Mariah. Nice job, and they were a combined 8 for 8 from the free throw line, both with 4 for 4. Sierra Henry, the sophomore, 8.2 a game. She'll be with Mariah Bird next year as the leader on this team. She scored 6 in the first half, held scoreless in the second half. Remember, they were all in foul trouble just about, so that was hard to deal with. But she was 2 for 2 from the line. So the big three, so to speak, coming in, averaging, 14-9 is 23-8, 31. They combined for 40 of the 46 points, the three of them. So Next, the only other one to score is Ashley Tyskiewicz. Three baskets. Shelby is good. Okay. Yeah, she can get her. And Anastasia Moynihan was 0 for 2 from the line. Jasmine Malone 0 for 2 from the line. 12 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, 10 for 14 from the line, and 46 points. And let me give my source of the Sydney Candor game the courtesy of a final score, 77-46. So there we go. All right. And here she comes. Okay, let's give her the old-fashioned mic. We'll turn this on for you. First of all, okay, you're going to hold it up. It's the first time for you, right? Okay, let's hold on to that. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second of all, first quarter foul trouble.
Yeah.
Kind of put you your nerves back on, and you had to sit the bench. What were you thinking sitting on the bench that you wanted to get out there to help your team?
I just had to watch my fouls and be more careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you change you didn't change your physicality. It's hard for you to do that. You only know one speed, and that's full speed ahead, right?
I just watched them on the fast breaks, and I caught up with them.
Okay.
So I didn't let them get in front of me.
Okay. And then you caught fire. I mean, when they weren't stopping Miranda, they couldn't stop you, and the passing and everything. Do you guys kind of feel it when you get into the groove? Like that third quarter, 25 points, you doubled your lead. Did you feel real strong about, just, hey, we're clicking now?
Yeah, once we start passing and working around the ball around, we do much better.
Okay. They've got some good players. There's a freshman on that team, Bird, that is very, very good, and she's a gamer. I mean, she was trying to get Miranda in foul trouble, but what were you guys talking about there when they were, when they were changing their tactics too?
Miranda, we didn't play help side on her because if we did, she would just pass the ball out. So
right.
If we just stayed on her, one person on her, we'd be fine.
Okay. I see you made up for the play that you missed the ball. Came right to you.
Yeah.
Well, at least
yeah.
You made up for it redemption. So, well, this is your first interview. Congratulations, a nice job, and you really caught fire. You had two threes in a row, and it's going to make you feel good. You're back in the semifinals.
Yeah.
All right, you'll be playing Candor, just so you know.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Shelby. You can give it to Coach here, Kurt. She kind of said it for you that when things were tight and everything, and they were just as fast as you were saying they were. And Shelby was in foul trouble. I said, what were you thinking about on the sidelines? And she got, well, I just, had to kind of rethink and know my job changed a little bit, but she only knows one speed anyway, like I said, full speed.
Yeah, there's no throttle control on her.
Exactly.
When she picked up those two fouls, it definitely changed everything.
Yeah.
She's real long. She likes to get out, and we knew Crawford could shoot it from the outside.
Yeah.
And that's why we put Shelby on her. And, we worked a lot this week against defending the dribble drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, they caught us a couple times late where our philosophy was don't leave your player on the post because they don't – traditionally they don't finish that. They'll drive baseline and they will look for the next kid to kick it to instead of that reverse layup.
Yeah, Bird dished as much as she tried to score, and I think she's a real good player.
And she's a great player. And
as a freshman,
goodness, scary. She's fantastic. Those guys, those guys kept them in it, certainly.
First time really with any experience this year with Miranda in foul trouble. I know you've dealt with it in the past. She doesn't seem to have that knack. But...
Against Unadilla Valley,
okay.
She picked up four, and she has one speed too. And She didn't have what I considered a bad foul tonight.
Right.
She plays that hard. She's going to get them, but, we just have to make changes. And, luckily it wasn't a one-point game at the time.
Okay. Yeah,
That would have changed the whole dynamic.
Right. And I'll ask you the same thing I asked Shelby. Can you feel it on the bench when not only the transition is working and the fast breaks, but those the few half-court sets you get where you get that wide-open weak side layup? I mean, is it just a feeling that you get like, okay, we're getting it, we're on target now, we're doing what we want
to
do?
Yeah, I said to the girls in there, I said, and I honestly didn't know how many Miranda had at the time. I said, but I thought the big key to this game is that everybody was a scoring threat.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Abby Bird hitting a shot early in the game or Holly hitting a shot here or there.
Right.
When you're a threat, that opens everything else up.
Okay.
So then we were able to get, when they went to man, I knew when I watched them set up, I knew we'd get that back screen.
Okay. You got Candor coming up now. Don't know what you know about them. I know they were watching the Marathon Sydney game. Sydney gave them all they could handle,
Yep.
They won only at the end by four or five. What do you know about Kander?
I know they're bigger than Newfield.
Okay.
And they're pretty physical. And Norm is a very good coach.
Right.
I mean, he runs a lot of good sets.
Right.
You know, we'll have to play this well.
Okay.
Especially, you know, in another gym.
Right. Okay. Well, the best of luck to you. Another team effort. Even though some people get more points than others, it really was a team effort. For you to have Abby and Carissa on the court at the same time is rare. That seemed to work nice. And, Holly picked her spots as well. It's always fun to see who emerges as somebody that you need to have, not necessarily scoring, but just adding that defense or rebound here and there.
Yeah, I think everybody stepped up and you know, wasn't afraid. You know, sometimes you get those jitters, and these guys, you know, they don't seem to have that at this time. We'll see.
But I'll tell you, both teams tonight, when they miss, they miss long. And that's kind of a good sign. That means the nerves are keyed up and, you know, if you miss short.
They were ready to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And is it hard? Let me ask you this last question. Is it hard on a Saturday? Now, you've played semifinals here before in an afternoon. Is it harder to get it when you have the whole day off to play them at night?
No.
Okay.
I'll say no. I mean, I had some family things. My daughter was in a county chorus concert. So we decided to leave it at 7, and they were fine with that.
Okay.
So family comes first.
Okay, no, absolutely. And I didn't know that was an option. I just know you had done the afternoon before.
Nope.
For the girls to get up? To say, well, geez, now what am I going to do? Did you have a shoot around it?
You know, it's funny. They have a specific routine.
Okay.
I don't think they're, you know, I don't think they have a special ritual or anything. But they have a routine they do, and all they did was just change the time they started their routine.
Okay.
So it seemed to work.
All right. Sounds good. Best of luck on Wednesday. Hopefully we get updates so that the game I'm doing will, you know,
okay.
Everybody's back for the sectional final. Let's get the MAC representing here.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kurt Arnsbeck, coach, who gave us a lot of his time here tonight for us. Thank you very much, and thank you also to Shelby Medovich. What a nice job there for everybody concerned with Harpersville. And again, the Sydney and Bainbridge-Guilford games, boy, took it down to the end with both teams having a chance to win. Elmira Notre Dame just beat Bainbridge-Guilford, and Kander upended or outlasted the Sydney Lady Warriors tonight to end their season. Afton also losing tonight, but Franklin winning and setting up what could be a Franklin-South Courtright, thank you very much, a Franklin-South Courtright battle of unbeatens at Suco on Wednesday night. Time now for awards, right? Or did we give the scoring recap? No, we didn't give the score. We gave the Newfield one. Harpersville, here we go, top to bottom. Abby Bird hit that early three-pointer. She finishes with 3. Carissa Warren had an early basket and a late basket. She doubled it at 4. Shelby Medovich with 7 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, and 23. Holly Henry with 2 buckets for 4. Looking down, Sarah Miller 0 for 2 from the line for 0 on that. Tatiana Sosnowski with 8 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Strangely, she scored 2 points in each quarter. And Miranda Drummond had a field day in the first half with 18. Her third quarter scoring was 15 more and had a late basket or early basket in the fourth quarter. Her night was done with 35 points, 6 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, 11 for 15 from the line. All told, 22 pointers for 40, 8 three-pointers for 64, 13 for 19, 64 and 13. Miraculously add up tonight for me to 77. And time now for our awards, and the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award comes first. Mang Insurance is serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Tonight's Outstanding Offense, sponsored by MBT Bank, will go to Shelby Medovich with 23 points when things were still tight and the outcome in question. Medovich came up big with 3 baskets in the third quarter. She had another 10 points in the fourth quarter to put it away. Shelby tonight will win our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, the defense could be, we could give it to the team and put it in the school trophy case at this point. I think that's how, if we could do that, I think we would do that. And but the Dynamic Defense Award tonight will go to Tatiana Sosnowski. Not sure why over anybody else. I mean, Shelby obviously could have won it based on what you heard from Coach Arnsbeck, that she shut down their best player. Sosnowski stayed out of foul trouble for the most point, and she got a little bit of points, but she also got a lot of rebounds and a lot of deflections and breakups, so we'll give it to Sosnowski. And our outstanding all-purpose award, that's the Echo Brands Award. Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players of the season and remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes, especially as the playoffs get deeper and deeper into championship time. And again, no, it's rarely a question when we come to Harpersville who our all-purpose award winner is, and you don't just hand it to her because you think you should. You name her the award winner because she's earned it. 35 points, a ton of rebounds, block shots, deflections, assists, held her ground when she had gotten into foul trouble. She was out for 4.3 seconds in the third quarter just to save that fourth one from being called. But another outstanding effort for Division I bomb Miranda Drummond tonight, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner. And just another outstanding win for Coach Ehrensbeck, her 203rd career victory, 20-0 once again this season for Harpersville. Well, not once again. I mean, last year they had three losses going into to this point of the season, but 19-0 became 20-0 tonight. Congratulations for the Lady Hornets. So they have played their last home game, because now that Candor has defeated Sydney, it's the two-seed Candor against the three-seed Harpersville Hornets. That should be a dandy of a ball game, and we'll have updates for you on Wednesday night. But we will be at SUCO, SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, Dewar Arena, whatever you want to call it. We'll be there for one of the two Class D girls semifinal games on the one, or I should, yeah, two semifinal games there. One will be Southern Cayuga, but the other one will be Franklin and South Courtright, both teams undefeated on the season. Something is going to have to give. And even as the marathon coach Mike Riley told me when I was preparing for the Marathon Sydney game last Wednesday, that's really the championship, is Franklin versus South Courtright. So assuming that South Courtright holds their seed, Franklin has already defeated Morse. That'll be the game. And because Southern Cayuga is going to have to travel, chances are the Franklin-South Courtright game will be late. Will be somewhere around 8 o'clock. We'll let you know as soon as I know. And we'll let Joe Gardner know to put it on the website, Facebook page, and everything else. So that should do it from here. The final score, once again, wasn't much of a nail-biter compared to all the other games we were talking about. But Harpersville wins this one 77-46 over the Newfield Trojans in the Class C girls quarterfinal. And they go back to the semifinal round for yet another year, third year out of four. All right, so for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.